around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, will I take you around this great big world?
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Hello again, everyone. Welcome aboard America's number one travel radio show. It is just after 10 a.m. Eastern time. We are into August. It is August 3rd, 2024. And from coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on TuneIn, well, the fastest 2 hours in travel is on. It's time for all of us to get back to talking everything and anything in the world of travel. Good morning again, Mary.
It is. Good morning. Good morning to all of our listeners. We have a great lineup for everyone today. I'm excited about today's show.
Yes, right. Well, every week we're excited.
Every week we are, but we've got a couple of really, I think, interesting. We got a live report from Paris. We got some interesting things going on today.
We do have a live report from Paris. All right. So, Rudy, listen, you know, did they have the red carpet rolled out for you when you got back to Minneapolis-St. Paul International this week?
I don't think I've ever had a red carpet rolled out just about anywhere.
Rudy. Listen, you know, we did one of our airport check-ins with Minneapolis. We're going to have to send them a note. I mean, they could just even put like a mat, just a little mat for you. It doesn't have to be a full carpet. You'd be happy just to see that. So, Bobby, listen, I know you're back from Cowboys training camp and running everything for us. Thank you once again down there in Dallas at our Network Command Center. I would guess the torn ACL injury with defensive end Sam Williams put a real damper on things out in Oxnard last week.
It did, almost as much as the ridiculous sunburn I got on the beaches of Ventura. So that was wonderful as well.
Well, you live in Texas with the sun, don't you know?
Sunscreen?
Yeah.
I guess I don't ever believe when I walk out there that the 72-degree sun there in Southern California is going to be that brutal. But every time those like 12 UV rays get me.
All right, we're not going to make this Cowboys talk, because you know our feeling. But does this put a real does this sideline the team perhaps for the year?
Ooh, I think Jerry already sidelined the team for perhaps the year with some of the offseason moves he had, Robert, to be honest.
Okay.
So.
All right, okay. Well, there you go. And I know you will be honest, so that's right. So, all right, Mary.
All right, well, let's start things off today by sharing the results of our latest travel polls. We always appreciate to all of you who do vote on our show website at rmworldtravel.com. And here are the results for the first question. The question was, do you use online reviews when booking travel? 58% of you said no. 42% of you said yes.
All right. So, Rudy, I'd love to know your thoughts. I am in the no category, but, you know, we work at the travel business, so, you know, they really don't mean much to me, these online reviews. What do you think, Rudy?
I agree. And you know, it's just so hard to verify whether somebody's got an axe to grind that's legitimate or not.
Well, that's question two.
Mm-hmm.
That is question two. So, Mary, give the results,
point.
And Rudy, finish
right,
your
so
thought in a minute.
Question two, do you find online reviews to be legitimate or valid? 54% of you said no. 46% of you said yes.
That's pretty close.
So I am in the camp. Last week we did our National Communal Forum, and our radio affiliate from Janesville, Wisconsin, Tim Bremmel, he said he thinks it's about 50-50, that he thinks most of the trolls are sort of like the negative. Like you said, Rudy, they have the axe to grind. You can't necessarily take those seriously. And he puts more stock in positive reviews. I would tend to agree with him on that.
You know, I'm going to say, listen, I am a Ronald Reagan baby, trust but verify. So I would just say, you know, you can tell me anything you want. I'll accept it unless, you know, but I always verify. So I just.
Well, and I think people are more motivated who have negative feelings to actually take the time to post something.
Yeah.
Whereas folks who have a good experience say, you know, maybe they'll think about posting, but, you know, it's not urgent.
Right.
What I do find interesting beyond the customer reviews are the management responses to the reviews. You see that a lot with hotel reviews. You will see management teams responding, and I like to see how they respond.
That's a good thing.
All right. So listen, new travel polls just went up on our website. We're going to have a little fun with them, folks. I'm not even going to tell you what they are. You need to go to rmworldtravel.com. Yes, they are serious, and yes, they are legitimate, and we are curious to get your reaction to them. So we'll just leave it there, and that's what we like to call a tease in this business. Right now, we've got over 4.5 minutes to go for the Travel News Roundtable. Mary, where do you want to start us off?
Well, Boeing was in the news this week, and I do want to start off in the words of our show friend and highly regarded aerospace analyst Richard Abelafia. Those of you who listen regularly, you know his name. He says of the current yet outgoing CEO of Boeing, Dave Calhoun, he may be a masterclass in overpaid incompetence. So Boeing's, that's my lead into this story. Yeah. So Boeing's significant troubles, of course, have led to its stock losing nearly half its value. They're the subject of multiple federal investigations, including a criminal one into the January midair door plug blowout. They've angered stakeholders. They've lost the trust of the flying public. The big news this week was the announcement of aerospace industry veteran Robert Kelly Ortberg will be the incoming CEO. He is set to begin the role August 8th. He is no stranger to the industry. He is an outsider, though. He did beat out two. So this points to kind of a push to not, you know, promote from within and hire from
the
outside.
It's a good move by Boeing.
Yeah, I think it is. He's got extensive experience, most notably with Rockwell Collins. And what I find fascinating is rather than the Virginia headquarters, he is choosing to base himself back to the heart of where Boeing began in Seattle.
Well, we mentioned this with our affiliate last week as well,
yeah,
when we actually had Pedro on
talking
about that. Because, listen, Boeing, you associate with Seattle. But regardless, although they are in South Carolina, we were down there with the Let's Go America tour. We had a great experience with them. And, you know, we've always been really pro-Boeing. But
of course.
They've
big
had
American
just a
company.
String of messes.
Yeah.
And if you want to know how big Boeing is as a company, all right, since 2020, they have lost $25 billion, and right now they are burning through $1 billion a month. That tells you really how big this company is, the fact that they can still continue. So, Rudy, are you high now on Robert, I guess Kelly Ortberg as he goes? Are you high on him?
Well, I like the engineering background better, since that seems to be their problem with since they started outsourcing a lot of their production around the country and had less control over it. And I think he's politically smart to be in Seattle because Seattleites are still smarting from the move out of their city to Chicago. So
yeah. So all right. So now we're going to move on to something else in the airline industry. Get your thoughts on this. All right. So ever since the Biden DOJ rejected the JetBlue and Spirit merger, you know, we've questioned the ultimate fate of both companies, and now you know how they're going to operate flying solo. This week we may have seen the beginning of the end. Spirit Airlines, all right, they are furloughing hundreds of pilots, 240 pilots, in fact, right? That's a bit of an issue. And they are 100 captains. They're being downgraded. They're also suspending recruitment of pilots and flight attendants. This is not a recipe for success going forward. They've also had a lot of other flight attendants say, you know, they were saying, hey, can you go out on unpaid, leave? But, you know, then in a head scratcher, and this is an example of what too many businesses do when they're feeling the pressure and forget, you know, their roots and who they are. Spirit Airlines also said they're now going to go upscale, offering snacks, Wi-Fi, and checked baggage for elite flyers. I mean, Spirit is a budget carrier. It's who they are. No one flying, you know, Delta or United, Rudy, I know you fly Delta a lot. You know, they're not going to switch to Spirit. I mean, this is a sign to me of desperation. What are your thoughts?
I agree. And, you know, Frontier also, in cutting 47 flights, also announced new classes of service. And they've always had this so-called big seat up front, but now they're going to include food and alcohol along with your ticket price, as well as, you know, special check-in line and so on. It's sort of like the cheaper airlines, or the low-cost airlines, I should say, are starting to nibble at the big boys.
Yeah, I don't know about that. All right, do you have anything you can do in about 20 seconds?
I can, yes. United and Delta and British Airways have paused service to Israel. However, El Al, the Israeli airline, is still flying from North America. And also, North Korea is promising in 2025 the world's best resort. So maybe you want to reconsider your travel plans next year.
Let's go America tour. I see that coming. Not. Up next, well, what are some of the challenges with operating hotels today? North Koreans may want to look into that. I'm sure many of you have opinions. We'll find out what our guest has to say. We'll be back in 3 minutes. 9 more segments to go.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
If you're seeking an ultra-luxury, relaxing, and rejuvenating river or ocean cruise, our friends at Scenic are offering 2-for-1 fares plus free air on select cruises to deliver a trip of a lifetime. Scenic's hand-picked, thoughtful, and personalized experiences are all designed to connect you with fascinating destinations inspired by decades of expertise. Discover the world like never before on board with Scenic and receive up to $2,000 in savings per suite and secure those 2-for-1 fares at scenicusa.com or go to rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Picture this. A stranger with a crowbar pries open a window. A fire breaks out in the kitchen. In moments like these, every second counts, and that's why you need Simply Safe Home Security at simplysafe.com/carry. They have 24/7 monitoring agents who act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, assess the situation, and send emergency responders. Visit simplysafe.com/carry and save 20% on a new system. That's simplysafe.com/carry. Save 20% on your new system, or you can find the link at rmworldtravel.com. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
You may have heard us talk about Raycon before, but there's no better time to check them out at buyraycon.com/carry because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. You get the features you know and love, like optimized gel tips for a custom fit, 3 customizable sound styles, and active noise cancellation, ergonomic design, and multi-point connectivity, which lets you pair with 2 devices at once. Get 15% off, that's 15% off, plus free shipping at buyraycon.com/carry, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Can't pay the IRS? Receiving threatening letters? Well, it's about to get worse. The IRS is hiring an army of agents targeting hardworking Americans like you. You need Tax Network USA. Tax Network USA has brilliant strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly in your favor. They've resolved more than $1 billion in tax debts and offer a best-in-class guarantee. So schedule your free consultation and call 1-800-245-6000 or visit tnusa.com/carry. That's tnusa.com/carry or visit armworldtravel.com and look under sponsors.
Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
As we shift into the guest portion of the program and our B block right now, hotels in the hospitality sector of travel is on tap, and we are sponsored by Scenic Cruises.
If you're seeking an ultra-luxury, relaxing, and rejuvenating all-inclusive river cruise in Europe, our friends at Scenic will deliver a trip of a lifetime. Traveling with Scenic is more than a cruise. These are hand-picked, thoughtful, and personalized experiences, all designed to connect you with fascinating destinations, and they're all in ultra-luxury, inspired by decades of expertise.
You know, river cruising in Europe with Scenic, it's in a class of its own. From personalized butlers, you've got all these different dining venues that they have, regional-inspired dishes. What we like, they're small ships with big spaces. Right now, as a show fan, and I want you to listen to this, you're going to receive 2-for-1 fares plus free air, and as part of their summer Black Friday sale, you'll also receive $2,000 per cabin on their ocean yacht, or $1,750 off their river cruises, all right? Solo travelers, by the way, can also save with just a 25% supplement when you pay in full. So go to scenicusa.com or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Okay, how is managing and running a hotel different today than it was 10 years ago? Most industry experts we know would likely say the airlines aren't the only ones managing their revenues in a very different atmosphere with very different consumer behaviors in 2024. Miriam Vasilevsky-Pinto is VP of Global Asset Management in the Hotel Division of CBRE. They're a leader in commercial real estate services and investment, and we've invited her today for a candid conversation on hotels and hospitality. She joins us now from Mexico City via Google Meet with details.
Good morning, Miri. Nice to have you aboard America's number one travel radio show with us today.
Good morning. It's great being here. Thank you so much for having me on.
Well, you are very welcome. So, Miri, listen, you know, CBRE, they're headquartered in Dallas. This show is actually being heard there on AM 660, FM 92.9, and FM 94.9 HD2 K-Sky Radio. Your company is a leader in commercial real estate. I know you're in the hotel division. Before we talk challenges as well as some solutions, you know, on how hotels can best operate in the current marketplace environment, I'd love for you to share with everyone a little bit about your role and how you help hotels up their game, if you will, from a revenue standpoint.
Certainly. So I'm a vice president for Global Hotels Asset Management, which is a new practice within CBRE. So as asset managers, as you would assume, we are typically brought on board when the hotel is not performing to its best. And then we have a team of both generalists, but predominantly people that have hospitality background, commercial background. So like myself, I specialize in revenue management. We have somebody that does digital marketing, and we dissect the hotels. So starting with the top lines, we would come in, kind of review your commercial strategy. And what is great about asset management is that we have the ability to see through different operators, chains, independent, managed, franchise, different market class, different markets. So we bring a lot of expertise and know-hows. And I think what is critical is for hotels to view us as partners and to leverage from the different visibility that we have on the industry. So there's what we do for top lines, but of course we also review expenses and help hotels introduce efficiencies so that we see the best returns from a bottom line perspective for investors.
Right, which of course every hotel wants to see as well. So thank you, Mary. Mary, let's get to the current climate in hospitality versus where it was, say, let's prior to 2020. We've covered some major disruptors in length on this show, from the pandemic to hotel staffing issues, increasing labor costs, inflation, and of course, global geopolitics and wars. And it's tough out there. So share some differences that you're seeing in performance across different types of hotels, whether it's urban versus resorts, boutique versus larger scale 700 room resorts.
So I think the first thing to point out is that we're seeing normalization of travel patterns. It's less urge-based revenge travel, I would say, but kind of more purposeful travel. People are going away with family. They're going to see Taylor Swift. They're going to sporting events, wellness retreats. So with that, we see a very clearly defined return to seasonality. You have your season, and then you have what is often a very harsh off-season. Let's imagine Miami in the summer with the humidity, or Vail without snow, or Mexico during hurricane season. So when the demand is really low with the reduced air connectivity, no amount of price aggression can generate any additional demand. Right now we see this because Americans have more time off in the summer and they're traveling to Europe, and then Europe sees over tourism. But basically, what I've reviewed is the impact that this has on hotels. And like we said, in the environment that is somewhat unstable to an extent, an environment that has a lot of uncertainty in it and that is a lot more competitive. And hotels are seeing their margins depleting. And this is kind of like a blanket statement, right? But it's not always possible to continue growing ADR. And again, if you take a market like Miami, for example, despite multiple city events and Formula One, the market is so saturated that to generate the same levels of demand that you had in previous years.
Well, that's a challenge.
Years,
and I want to build on that with you a little bit, because an aspect of the hotel industry that prompted us to invite you on the show today, Mary, it's the behavior of travelers from a technological standpoint, okay? You know, they've changed dramatically over the years, and frankly, even in just a short period of time. You know, for example, you know, hotels used to make big money charging for the movie channels in the rooms. They were charging for in-room phone charges that you had to deal with, room service. You had the business center charges. You know, now with streaming devices, people can send email, they can text, they can send documents and so forth, sign documents on their phones. You know, you've got companies like DoorDash that are making deliveries. That money is gone for most of the hotel operations. So what are some ways you're seeing hotels maybe adapting and evolving to this and trying to make up that lost revenue?
I think one arena that hotels still have solid grounds in is all of the experiences and the experiential environment. And that speaks a lot about the need to personalize and offer more than just accommodations. So as you try to kind of move away from just providing rooms and somewhere to sleep and move more to the experiential, inspire people to travel realm, there's a lot of revenue opportunities there that are untapped. And you see, you know, hotels, right, they're losing on a lot of revenue streams that they had in the past, but they're introducing a clever way with all of the resort fees that, you know, those flow directly onto the bottom line by having a lot of added amenities. So be it rooftop yoga or, I don't know, cinemas, different. So I think that when we speak about technology specifically, you know, people became a lot more savvy technologically, but I have yet to see, because we talk a lot about AI, but that hasn't really revolutionized, it hasn't disrupted the travel landscape.
Yet, right.
And I think as hotels are being more active using it, there's still like AI as a tool that will allow you to give very defined personalization. And okay, let's say an example. So I have yet to see a hotel or a travel platform that would suggest an itinerary based on who I am, who is my profile. Let's say I come in, I say, do I have kids or am I a couple? How old are my kids? Is this my first time in the destination or, you know, a multiple time that I'm visiting? Am I here for leisure or for business? And then if hotels were able to kind of suggest the itinerary, recommend, give me a travelers with my profile sharing their experiences, I think that they would be able to make up for some of that revenue that they're losing and all of the other avenues that,
well,
that you mentioned.
So, Marianne, I need a quicker answer on this one because we're going to run out of time soon. You wrote in your article, very interesting, we've talked a lot about how the luxury market, particularly luxury hotels, they've been doing personalized, curated experiences for a long time. But you're seeing this more and more in other sectors beyond luxury, correct? Including upper mid-scale.
Definitely, no, they just need to step up because the marketplace is so saturated, because there's so many more competitors. It's what you give in addition, what is the incremental added value that a hotel has. And I think this is the reason that a lot of like the mid-class but experiential players are getting, like, let's say the Graduate portfolio that was recently acquired by Hilton. That would be a good example of like a democratically priced brand, but has the added experience, you know, that typically you would find in the luxury space.
Well, listen, I think, you know, again, Mary and I, we say all the time, and we won't have time to get into this, too many brands that are out there in the business. However, competition, I always say it's a good thing. You know, the more nimble, the more creative, the more tenacious that you are generally in any kind of business.
Should
or
be
whatever
good for the industry.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, it's the greater the likelihood you're going to consistently win. So, you know, and hotels are having to raise the bar, whether they are the, you know, the luxury or the Four Seasons, the Ritz-Carltons, the Waldorfs, or it's that mid-tier property and so forth out there. I say it's a good thing. So, I mean, I think that that's, it can only be a good thing for the consumer, but it's the rate as well has to reflect that. So, Mary, listen, very nice conversation we had with you today. I hope you enjoy your time there in Mexico City and your birthday weekend that we were told. So have a nice rest of the weekend, okay?
Thank you very much. Great talking to you. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thanks. Take care, Mary.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, interesting conversation with Mary.
Mary, I'd like to explore more.
We had so much more we wanted to get into
hotels,
with her.
Yeah.
There's just so much
great
we could get into. By the way, you heard her mention Taylor Swift. Well, up next, folks, you're going to find out what being 90 years old and Taylor Swift have in common. As we head into this bottom of the hour break, listener emails are also ahead this hour. We're going to be taking you to Paris to begin hour two as we check in on the Olympics happening in the City of Lights. 80% of the show is still to come. Keep those radios locked in.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
What if we told you spending just $1 will save you hundreds or even in some cases thousands on your travels? When you're a member of AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, the conservative alternative to AARP, you know the journey matters just as much as the destination. Joining means you're going to unlock a world of exclusive travel benefits, saying no to agendas you don't support. And as an AMAC member, you're going to save on hotels, car rentals, theme parks, shows and events, movies, restaurants, and a lot more. You can join for $1 right now. It's a no-brainer, folks. Go to amac.us/carry or rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Picture this. A stranger with a crowbar pries open a window. A fire breaks out in the kitchen. In moments like these, every second counts, and that's why you need Simply Safe Home Security at simplysafe.com/carry. They have 24/7 monitoring agents who act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, assess the situation, and send emergency responders. Visit simplysafe.com/carry and save 20% on a new system. That's simplysafe.com/carry. Save 20% on your new system, or you can find the link at rmworldtravel.com. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. This segment of the show is sponsored by Tax Network USA that you'll find at tnusa.com/carry. Are you in a spot of trouble with the IRS? Do you owe them some money you can't pay right now, or maybe you haven't filed your taxes in a while? Are you receiving threatening letters? Well, if any of those scenarios are true, it may be about to get worse. If you haven't seen the news, the IRS is hiring an army of agents targeting hardworking Americans like you and me. You need warriors on your side. The Tax Network USA team has brilliant strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly in your favor. For example, they discovered a limited-time special offer that allows the IRS to waive $1 billion in penalties. So join us and find out if you qualify before it's too late. Never call the IRS alone. Let the attorneys at tnusa.com/carry handle it. They're the pros. They have preferred direct lines to the IRS. More importantly, they know which agents to work with and which to avoid. And they've resolved more than $1 billion in tax debts and offer a best-in-class guarantee. So schedule your free consultation today at tnusa.com/carry, C-A-R-E-Y, or you can find a direct link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. Well, like many other people, Nancy Strong crossed the ocean to catch a Taylor Swift concert last fall. Two of them, in fact, one in London, another in Paris. Why not? She's been a Swiftie since she saw the singer perform way back in 2009 on MTV's Music Video Awards. But there's an interesting footnote to the story. Nancy Strong was celebrating her birthday, but it wasn't just any birthday. She was turning 90. And she barely sat down during those two concerts. In fact, a video of her dancing out of her seat went viral on Instagram, much to her surprise. So I have a few questions for her. So let's hit the Patriot Mobile Show hotline and meet Nancy Strong. Nancy, welcome to the show. I know you own a travel agency based in Dallas, which partly explains how you visited five continents and 92 countries in your lifetime, but not one, but two Taylor Swift concerts?
I know. I'm hooked. I'm a diehard fan, and I thoroughly enjoy her. And I hope to go to one in New Orleans in the fall.
Now, I gather this one was spurred by one of your five granddaughters, right?
That is correct. Jennifer Strong is also, and also Brianne Strong, are great fans. So between the three of us, we enjoyed these concerts tremendously.
And was it difficult to secure tickets in Europe? I know a lot of Americans are going there because they're cheaper than buying them here in the States.
That was correct about Paris. And yes, it was a maneuver and a bit of a challenge because of the time difference. So we had to get up in the middle of the night, and we had to get on the computer, and we had to wait, and we had to get codes, and it seemed forever. But at 4 o'clock in the morning, we were successful due to Jennifer's tenacity. So there we were. We were so excited.
And were the concerts fairly, you know, back to back, London and Paris, or did you tarry a while in Europe, or did you have to go back for the Paris one?
Yeah, actually, Paris was May 9th, and I happened to have a business meeting in London in June, and I realized her first concert in June was the last night I was there on business, and I said, oh, no, we have to go. And Jennifer happened to come with me to London, so we scrambled. And, of course, we had to pay a lot more. In Paris, our tickets ran approximately $150 to $200 per person. In London, we were up to $800.
And I think
we got those on StubHub.
Uh-huh. And I'm just going by anecdotal evidence from friends who have gone to the concerts that here in the States, they were paying at least $800 for the cheap seats.
Correct. Yes, you're absolutely right.
Yeah. Okay, and so how did this, according to the story in Business Insider that we read, you were pretty much out of your seat dancing the whole time, right?
Well, you know what it's like to go to a concert. You never sit down, and, you know, the energy and the excitement of the crowd, and you want to see everything. So, of course, I'm standing. I didn't think anything of it. Of course, everybody... people seem to think if you're 90, you know, you can't dance and you can't stand. Thank God I have the energy and the ability to do both. And so, yeah, I stood all night. I danced. I jumped around with all my seatmates. I believe, one of the girls, because when you go to a concert, you talk to everybody around you, and they're from everywhere. And the gal behind me, I believe, was from Seattle. And one of the kids told her, oh, that's my grandmother. She's 90 years old. Unbeknownst to us, she filmed me. And that's what went on Instagram, unbeknownst to us as well. So when it surfaced and when someone contacted my granddaughter and said, Jennifer, is this your Grammy dancing like this? And that's how we found out. And, you know, it was amazing. Because at my age, to understand the speed of the internet is almost, you know, out of my wheelhouse.
The reach of it. Well, you have visited 92 countries on five continents in your lifetime. You've flown between Dallas and London 35 times. You've ridden a donkey through Petra, the ancient abandoned city in Jordan. You've walked the Great Wall of China, explored the jungles of Vietnam.
We have 10 seconds left. How does this rank compared to, oh, say, Petra in Jordan?
I loved every bit of it. It was part of who I was in the travel business. And I, as you say, it was exciting, interesting, fantastic, and I'm one lucky gal.
Nancy Strong is our guest. She is CEO of Strong Travel Services at strongtravel.com. Nancy, thank you for joining us, and we'll be right back.
The world of travel never stops, and you can always find us 24/7 at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain.
But we don't speak Spanish.
So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks. Babbel's conversational method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish.
Estoy muy emocionado para ir a España contigo.
Aw, he just said, I'm very excited to go to Spain with you. Nos vamos a divertir mucho.
And that means we're going to have a lot of fun.
Sí. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com, B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
Hi, I'm Cesar Millan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/balance or text BALANCE to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Dr. Marty Pets.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code FAST, or text FAST to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code FAST.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text FAST to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Well, I guess that last segment proves you are never too old to travel, folks. And as Mary and I now bring you back to New York for the D-Block, answering listener emails waiting in the show mailbag is where we're headed. That's sponsored by MyPillow.com/Carrie.
Whether it's a summer trip you're taking or back to school, which is upon us for some parts of the country, or maybe it's back to college, which is also happening, or just simply making your life better with top quality products, we say make your money matter and make a difference. The team at MyPillow.com/Carrie has made premium queen MyPillows available for just $19.98, made with a patented adjustable fill. They adjust to exact individual needs regardless of your sleep position, helping you keep your neck aligned, and they hold their shape all night long so you can sleep great.
You know, they're also offering 6-piece kitchen and bath towel sets for just $25. Their famous bed sheets are now as low as $25. My sandals, slides, and my slippers are $25. The best beach towels you'll ever own are $25. Couch and recliner pillows, $25. Dog beds and blankets, $25. By the way, white sandals that are great for the beach or those college showers, they're just $9.50. Socks are 40% off. All orders over $75 $50, get free shipping. And don't forget to start your day with delicious 100% Arabica My Coffee. It's currently 25% off. Go to MyPillow.com/Carrie for all of our show savings, or you can find a link directly at RMWorldTravel.com. Look under sponsors. Email number one today is from Terry, who listens to us via TuneIn out in Newport Beach, California. She's asking, I love your show and really like when you answer listener emails because I always learn so much from other people's travel questions and your answers. I find parts of travel overwhelming, which is why I'm writing to you today. My husband and I have planned a last-minute trip to Bermuda in September, but he doesn't have a passport and mine expired last year. I think he has to apply in person, but I'm not sure. Also, should I pay for expedite and any way to get updates on my passport status? Well, she got a lot packed in there, Mary.
Good questions.
She does, exactly. Terry, first things first, you should be able to apply for your new renewal through the mail. And if you go to travel.state.gov and look under passports, you'll see a series of questions you can answer to see if you meet the requirements. One requirement, the passport you're renewing has to be issued between 2009 and 2015 in order to apply through the mail. Since today is August 3rd and you mentioned a September trip, both you and your husband are well within the need to expedite your passports category, so you'll need to pay the extra $60 for expedited processing at this point. By the way, although yours can be done through the mail, your husband has to apply in person at this point. Normal processing time is 8 to 12 weeks. We don't recommend that. And I'm saying it because it's probably wise for you both to go to a passport center in person and get things done.
That's right. Agree. Expedited it is. And Terry, they've been testing online renewals for cases like yours, but they're impossible to get from what our contacts tell us. And we've been told that they've been suspended again as the State Department once again is backed up with applications. Another reality, appointments are going to be hard to come by. And I know some people are crossing state lines to agencies that have more appointments. But a way around that, if you're willing to wait, is for both of you to wait within 14 days of your travel and call this number. It's 1-877-487-2778. You will get an appointment, but you need your flight info for proof of travel with dates. And again, the number is 877-487-2778. It's also listed on the site that Robert mentioned. That's travel.state.gov under passports. As for processing updates, I've personally called, I've emailed. Ours are out for renewals right now. I hate not having our passports because we can't go anywhere if we needed to while the government has them. It's been 4 weeks, no status updates. Apparently, there's a glitch in the system. So even if your passport status update says not available, your application and supporting documents should be safely on their way or at a passport service center. So good luck, Terry. Good questions.
Good luck indeed. Email number two is from Katie, who listens to us in Bedford, New Hampshire. That's our local affiliate, AM 1370, FM 99.9, WFEA Radio in Manchester. Katie's asking, I love the outdoors and my new husband shares my equal love for travel. We have a fixed budget and often bike around cities we visit to save on public transit. Why are the city bikes in Europe so much cheaper than here in America? Katie, listen, I found your question intriguing. As Mary and I enjoy biking when we travel, we don't use the bikes that you can rent in many cities on the streets. We are more likely to use bikes at hotels or rent from local businesses. I did a quick search. You're right. Metro bike in LA, $3 an hour, for example. Washington, D.C., Capital bikes, they're a dollar, but 5 cents a minute after that. Here in New York, city bikes are $4.79 for 30 minutes. Miami, they're $5.75 for 30 minutes. Paris, however, $3.25 for 45 minutes. London, Mary, where we just were, $3.85 for 30 minutes. So the biggest reason for this, governments in this country don't subsidize them. Operational costs, real estate, maintenance, and other factors are in play.
Yeah, Katie, I think Robert answered your question. But if you travel a lot and you fly to various cities, you may want to look into the bike brand Brompton. They offer a line of bikes that start at around $1,000 and go up from there. But the bikes fold down to fit in most overhead bins on planes. And they can also fit into a standardized suitcase and weigh less than 25 pounds. So you're not going to get those oversized or overweight baggage fees, which is great. So the website's Brompton.com. Again, Brompton.com. And you know, Katie, that might be a way for you to avoid paying bike rental fees altogether.
Yeah, certainly as you continue to travel more frequently.
Yeah, just another option.
Looking at the bikes here in the studio, they're interesting. They're a unique looking bike for sure. And as Mary just said, maybe that's going to be another way for you to go and enjoy biking, Katie. That is where we're going to leave it for today's listener email bag. Mary, we have a lot here. We're going to have to do more next week.
Right? So we'll do like a plan.
All right,
sounds
so we'll
good.
More emails next week. Thank you, Terry and Katie, for your emails today. If the rest of you listening have a travel question, travel comment, send them to us, rmworldtravel.com/contact. This is RM World Travel. European VAT tax is next. Stay with us, everyone. We're back in 3 months.
Join the travel duo and team by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
As we move beyond emails, folks, as I said before the break, value-added tax will fill this e-block, and we're sponsored by amac.us/carry.
What if we told you spending just a dollar would save you hundreds, or in some case, thousands on your travels? Well, if you're a member of AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, the conservative alternative to AARP with over 2.1 million members, you know the journey matters as much as the destination. Joining means you get to unlock a world of exclusive travel benefits, say no to agendas you don't support, and right now you can do it for 1 year for just $1, making it truly a win-win.
You know, with all the travel savings you're going to get as an AMAC member on hotels, car rentals, theme parks, movies, shows and events, restaurants, and other things like home, auto, and life insurance, all for a dollar, it's a no-brainer. You could be any age to do this, so go to amac.us/carry to join for 1 year for $1, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
And now we're going back to Google Meet once again today to make this next connection, as Virginie Alem just appeared in our studio on the video monitor from France. She's a VP with Global Blue, and we've asked her to join us to discuss ways to get your VAT taxes back when you travel.
Virginie, very nice to see you here in the studio with us. Mary and I welcome you to America's number one travel radio show.
Hi, Mary. Hi, Robert. Very nice to be here today with you.
Well, thank you so much. Appreciate that. All right. So the value-added tax, or VAT tax, is included in the price travelers pay for many goods in Europe and in Canada and Mexico as well. It's sort of like what we call here in the U.S. a sales tax, if you will, yet we don't get refunds in this country, or we don't give them for sure. So I want you to explain the specifics of the VAT tax to our listeners.
Sure. So actually, Americans can enjoy shopping tax-free abroad. So you can save what we call the value-added tax, and it can represent up to 20% savings on your shopping. Then it will depend on the countries, but you can benefit that mainly in European Union, but also in some other countries like Japan, Turkey, Singapore. And this is really a great advantage for Americans to save on shopping abroad.
Absolutely. So let's talk about how Americans can get it back, because it is automatically charged in most retail locations. So if you purchase a pair of shoes or a sweater, you're going to get that percentage charged right there in the transaction. And I think you can get it refunded at airports, in other places. So give us a few ways so travelers know where they can get the refund.
Yes, sure. So actually, shop tax-free is easy, and you have to do that in three steps. The first one is that you must ask for your tax reform in the store, and to get it, you must show your passport. So you must have your passport or a copy of your passport when you're shopping. Then second step, which is really the most important, is that you need to get the custom validation. In a way, a proof of export. And if we don't have that, we'll not be able to refund you. So you need, when exiting the country at the airport, get this validation. In most of countries now, you can go easily in a kiosk to scan your tax reform in order to get it validated. Then you will have either a green light, it's fine, or you will have a red light. It means that you have to go to the custom desk to show your goods to the customs.
Okay.
But this custom validation is very important, and in some countries, it's still non-digital, so you have to go to the customs
validation, very important for that. So, you know, last year, Mary and I, we were in Europe. We took an early morning flight. There was no one at the VAT tax refund counter. It was still closed. It was too early in the morning. Lines were long at the machines. One of them was actually out of order. It was broken, so it wasn't working. So Mary and I, we just proceeded to board our flight. Because we had left Portugal where we were, we connected in London. We talked to somebody there. They said, well, since Brexit, we can't apply now for the VAT tax credit. I don't know whether that was accurate or not, but again, we were limited on time, so we really didn't get into that. So maybe if we connected in Charles de Gaulle in Paris, we could have gotten it. You know, when is it too late to get a refund, number one? And number two is, can travelers still get it back once they're here in the U.S. again?
So if you are in a rush, the best way is that you just mail your tax reform in the envelope in a Global Blue mailbox, and it's usually close to the custom desk. You just have to do that, but anyway, you have to do the custom validation before, because otherwise we will not be able to refund.
Okay.
And another tip is that the best way to do is to upload or download our Global Blue app, in which you can insert your credit card details. Once you have done that, we have your passport detail, your credit card details. as soon as you validate your tax refund, you can get your refund on your credit card. So it's very simple.
You said through the Global Blue app.
Yes.
Okay, that makes life a lot easier.
We probably should have done that.
And you also, we're going to run out of time, but I do want to point out, if people use Global Blue, you have a lounge that's not in the airport in Paris for people who are in Paris, correct?
Yes, correct. Actually, we have 6 lounges in Europe in luxury districts, so Paris, Milan, Roma, Madrid, Barcelona. So if within the city, you will be able to relax, refresh, and get your refund. And then you go to the airport. Don't forget to get your customer.
All right. Well, listen, two of those cities we will be in October, November.
Yes.
We will check that out. Folks, for more information, you know, helpful information on VAT taxes, globalblue.com is the website. Globalblue.com is the website. Virginie, nice to have you on the show with us today. Really appreciate it. Enjoy your Saturday afternoon over there in France, okay?
Thank you very much to both of you.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye.
All right, Mary, the screen just went dark. There goes Virginie.
And we didn't get to fit this in, but I have this info in front of me. 1 million Americans went through Global Blue last year to get that VAT tax. Yeah.
Not us, though.
So,
all right, so, well, that's it for Hour 1 this week, everyone. But we are headed right back to France to begin Hour 2 as we get a live report from Paris on the Olympics and what the locals are thinking about the big event. It all begins in about 7 minutes after this top of the hour break. Keep those radios locked in. Don't forget you can catch us anytime, anywhere, and via the live stream on our website, rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.